Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We moved a little too quickly and forgot to proofread. That's a sign that misspells Central Philadelphia. You know, and they refused to answer how much it cost, who did what, how many people involved. I bet you, Dan, upwards of a dozen people to 15 people looked at it and maybe double figures signed off on that sign. You know, you have all kinds of people picking it up, making it. Do they not have a proofreader over there? Can't Josh Shapiro? Maybe you'll be out there to dedicate the new sign that now says Central Philadelphia. I guess we could say two thoughts. One, either it is something that's a sign of what the heck's going on here in government, or I guess we could say it's no big deal. Why spell anything correctly? Why do anything correctly? It doesn't matter if you're hooked up. If you're in that, it doesn't matter if you put up a giant sign that misspells Central Philadelphia. Remember, from sea to shining sea. Wilson Good, Philadelphia on National, the Beach Boys, Dan. It was 1998, It was even before that that Good got elected. It could have been 1988, somewhere around there. And he gets elected. Philadelphia's back on a roll, first black mayor, the whole thing. And they unveil this sign on national TV with the Beach Boys playing behind them that says, from sea to shining sea. You just cannot. How many people have to see it? You know, I know sometimes we can all look at something and it appears to be right to us, but, you know, it's not. Okay. But if it's a bunch of people, don't you think somebody, and this is such a weird way of doing it, of putting the R in there. You just can't write it.
So Philadelphia.
Yeah, so Philadelphia. Okay. Now, we'll talk about all these things, but the lead still is we're going to have Mike Whatley on, have a lot of confidence in him, the head of the RNC, when it comes to election integrity. He's on at 1, but we'll take you inside the debate a little bit more. Casey Hunt on Twitter couldn't let it alone, had to put up on Twitter. She will always stick up for her colleagues as she did on CNN. She's done it before. And then they started, Dan, they asked on Twitter, how come your Twitter header is a picture of you and President Biden?
No bias.
Nope. Now, and look, if you're a talk show host, it's fine. If you're a commentator, I think it's pretty much fine. Maybe if you're a Supreme Court justice, it might be problematic. They would go nuts. But if you're a, quote, journalist, Casey, maybe you don't want to have Biden up there. So here's the question. Is this going to chill CNN a little bit, meaning Dana Bash and Jake Tapper, with President Trump and President Biden? Or might they say, what the hell? We're going to do what we're going to do. Now, here's a little bit of a backstory. Tomorrow has been added. The Supreme Court just doling out whenever they want to do these big opinions rather than just giving us the opinion. Tomorrow and Thursday are big days this week. There is that January 6th opinion. Remember that one? It involves a group charged with obstruction, even though never charged with insurrection. And that got them 20 years. I think the Supreme Court's going to rule in their favor. They're going to say you're guilty of something, but you can't be guilty of insurrection, obstruction, if you're not charged with insurrection. And that is going to play into the debate if it comes down tomorrow or Thursday. There's an Idaho abortion case that could play into the debate. And then, of course, there is the presidential immunity. Now, you know, I don't want to hype that case. There's no way the Supreme Court is going to say that President Trump had, or any president, complete immunity. And there's no way they're going to say a president doesn't have some degree qualified immunity. But that will also play into the debate. So these Supreme Court decisions, I believe, either tomorrow or Thursday, are going to be front and center in the debate. They're going to bleed into the debate, and both sides will be looking to use them. Hard to know who will have the advantage on that, but that's going to happen. All right, so here is the Trump campaign's Caroline Leavitt. She was in the one in the ring with Casey Hunt. Here's Caroline Leavitt saying what all this proves is how biased CNN is, and they're going to carry it over into the debate. Here's Caroline.
They are triggered by the truth. That's what it comes down to. CNN is a propaganda network for the Democrat Party and for Joe Biden. They have pushed endless lies about President Trump, like I said, from Russia hoax to the Charlottesville lie to the Hunter Biden laptop. They've covered for Joe Biden over the last several years. They don't talk about his crisis at the border, honestly. They don't highlight the migrant crimes that are ravaging this country, taking the lives of innocent Americans. They don't honestly take a look at what's going on in this world with war in Ukraine, war in the Middle East because of Joe Biden's weakness in foreign policy. They blame Donald Trump for all of the problems that the American people are facing, even though he hasn't been in office for 3.5 years. And so, again, they try to pretend like they are this unbiased news network, but it just simply is not the case. And again, I think it just speaks to my bosses and President Trump's determination and courage to walk into an atmosphere like that on Thursday night and still being willing to go to bat. And when he gets punched, he punches back 10 times harder. But again, you know, whether Cassie Hunt just simply couldn't handle it anymore, whether there was a producer in her ear, which if you look back at the clip, it does seem like that was the case. She clearly showed CNN's cards. I mean, she literally proved our point by dumping me off the air. It was shocking. And, you know, Steve, as you know, when you do these television hits, my mom monitor actually didn't show me her body language, so I didn't realize how frazzled she was getting, and I thought I was still on the air, so I was talking about immigration and inflation and our message moving forward. Yep. With her question, what she wanted to know, and then I get the producer in my ear saying, hey, sorry, we cut you. I went upstairs and watched on my own television, and wow, it was shocking, to say the least.
All right, so yeah, that's true, Dan. Sometimes you're in a room, and it's like you're in outer space. It's a whole black room, everything around you and all this. You're soundless. And that's when you have to watch it. You say something unfortunate because you forget you're on TV or whatever. Okay.
So you can't see the host, right?
No, sometimes you can't.
You just have their voice in their ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A famous one was Al Campanis, that general manager of the Dodgers with Ted Koppel, who said all those wild things about black athletes.
Yeah.
He was just in a room, not, you know.
Yeah. Well, I want to underline there, too. I mean, she continues talking, and there's been a lot of criticism that she's rude and trying to talk over Cassie Hunt. And no, she couldn't see the body language. She was continuing her point.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, here's the guy. This is one wish that I have in the debate. First of all, illegal immigration is going to come up in this debate. Trump has to nail it cogently, chapter and base. These two illegal immigrants in Houston. I'm watching again today, Dan. Now it comes out that they stalked and attacked this 12-year-old, and the court documents say they assaulted her for hours, the two of them, before they killed her and put her into that creek. And yet in Texas, they're still saying this might be a death penalty case. What is wrong with the world that this clearly isn't the type of case where we have the trial next week, give them their full evidence, and then take them out and hang them if found guilty? I mean, the idea that this is even a debate about the death penalty. By the way, the guy who fired at the cops, and DJ just sent me this from Channel 6 News, Dan, that put that cop on life support on F Street on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He had another incident shooting at police, this one in Puerto Rico in an alleged carjacking. So how did he get here? You know, how do you shoot at cops? And this wasn't that long ago. And this guy is out, emigrates to the United States. Yeah, I know the whole thing. If you're from Puerto Rico, you're just coming. I know it. I'm like, again, typical, right? Shoots at the cops there and then shoots at this cop here. And Krasner on the clock here to see what he's actually going to do with this guy when we really get down to it. But fired at the cops, just as we thought, he would have a record in Puerto Rico, alleged carjacking, says Channel 6. All right, one more. David Jolly is this disgruntled Republican who really despises Trump. He's right up there in the top. Here's what he said on MSNBC, that inflation must not be the number one economic metric. You know what, buddy? It is the number one economic metric. What does it matter to some people listening right now? The stock market could do very well. Your 401k. What does it matter to people, though, if their dollar is insignificant, that they don't have enough money to live the type of life that they would want to live? That's what economy means. It doesn't mean anything else to the average person. It means what can they do with what they're earning. All right, listen to David Jolly. Now, this plays into the debate because they don't want this to be a core of the debate. Now, this would be a serious subject. If CNN has any pretense of it, they ought to establish what inflation was when Biden came into office and then what inflation is now. And then let the two talk about what they think the reasons for that. Now, we can contrast what President Trump did since he's a former president. But the Biden agenda is the agenda currently that people have to say yay or nay to. All right, here's Jolly.
The other thing I would like to see from Joe Biden, and I don't think we've had this national conversation and he can lead it. The economy is doing very well. It's morning in America again. The stock market's at an all-time high. Housing's at all-time, home ownership's at an all-time high. Access to health care and education. More people will go to work tomorrow than ever before. But we're measuring the economy by inflation. Now, he's got a good story to tell on inflation. It's coming down. It's under control, et cetera, et cetera. But inflation must not be the number one economic metric that the American people use to look at the economy going into November. Joe Biden's economy is a good one. Sure, make the inflation argument. But focus America's attention on the economic growth that's occurring right now in their neighborhood and in their town. Joe Biden's going to have a very good night focused on that.
Yeah, let's try to do it. And here's another guy insulated from this, right? He doesn't have to worry about this. Trying to tell people they shouldn't measure the economy by what is meaningful to them. In other words, they're dopes. You have to measure the economy by what I tell you to measure it by. Not by what you're really feeling in your own life. The deep fake that the French woman kept on talking about. Well, as I found out, Biden has been caught up in his people. Now, look, President Trump did not fill up the Liacoras Center. Okay, that would be almost preposterous given the weather, given being located in North Philly. Let's face it. I mean, I was honest when people called and asked us, well, is it safe? And I said, no, it's not safe. Unless you park on Broad Street and just walk right over there. And we said, get there early and do that, then you'll be okay. Well, the Biden people, Dan, try to put out when Biden was at the Liacoras Center. But that's not true. It was really Josh Shapiro, Obama, and Fetterman, that rally they had in 2022.
They weren't there for Biden?
Well, and even then, looking at the photos that I see, it's pretty hard to tell, even with all that. And that was right before an election, right? They may have come close to what Trump had. So I'm not going to be, you know, like the Wildwood people still insisting Trump had 100,000. You were there. You don't think it's 100,000. I didn't think it's 100,000. But it was 50,000 people. I mean, between the beach, what we saw in Mulligan's alone, not to say that there was any.
Well, there's 80,000 in Mulligan's.
Well, there were maybe 500 people in Mulligan's. The door, squeeze over. We got to get more in there. We're setting a record, right? And that was over 4 hours. But still, it was a lot of people. I think he could have topped 50,000. I mean, quite an accomplishment to draw on a May Saturday, 50,000 plus to Wildwood. So this whole idea, when Biden went to Girard College, he didn't draw anything. He couldn't draw anything like that. Biden couldn't walk into a cheesesteak place like Trump did, the one over on Oregon Avenue, and be putting in there $500 tip, no tax on tips.
Well, you saw him walk into the Wawa. How'd that go?
Yeah.
No one.
Jarrell Parker had to go, oh my God.
Escort him to the touchscreen.
Jarrell Parker's
milkshake.
Giving signals and hand signals over here. Yeah, let's walk over here. Yeah, and he's going, oh, what's that?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now, milkshake? It's an obvious thing. So,
staring at the menu board that doesn't have any.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to say we don't want to overrepresent what Trump did on Saturday. By the way, speaking of that, my mind turns to Scott Presler, Dan. He has said, now what I like about Scott Presler, that Republicans need more of, and that is being an incrementalist, small bites. He's now set a goal by the start of the Republican convention on July 15th. He wants to erase the 537 registration edge that Democrats have in Bucks County. Is that doable? So that's 15 days, carry the, well, I think it's three more times through, roughly. Now, you have to realize some of the registrations that got in or were not counted this week, some of them happened over the weekend. So we're probably under 500 is the number. What do you say? Do we turn it before the Republican convention starts that day? We get the news. Scott Presler has turned Bucks County.
So again, when's the convention?
15th of July.
It's going to be really close.
Well, we have...
Might be that day.
Well, we have three more, Dan. We've been averaging 180 or so.
Yeah.
So three into that, that would be 540.
Please tell us.
That would be 540. This is going to come down to the wire here. But that's his new goal. And he does this so well to set another goal. And he's telling people on his app and all over the place across the country, you need to send, like, what, 10,000 more postcards to Pennsylvania targeted to tell them to change their registration or to register as a Republican. 537. I'm going to say it's going to happen that afternoon. We'll know when the Republican convention starts. All right, let's go to George in Roxborough. And George is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, George, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I say Kate Smith.
Okay, tell us why Kate Smith.
Well, she was wonderful, you know, for the Flyers. But I remember when she was on television in Philadelphia every afternoon, every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Live.
She had her own show, Kate Smith?
Yes, she did.
Wow. I didn't know that. Well, Kate Smith is a great American, and after what she's been through, these cowards at the Flyers, who we were told last week, you heard it, they know the warehouse in Chester where they're holding her hostage. Oh. Yeah, Kate Smith definitely deserves
NBC.
A stamp.
NBC, late afternoons, Monday through Friday, from September of 1950 until June of 1954. 4 years of it.
Wow.
Yeah, good for her.
Imagine back-to-back if it were Kate Smith and Larry Ferrari. That's, all right.
But he was different then, I guess.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of him watching an organ for 6 hours on a Sunday.
But Ernie Triano would put it there in Wildwood in a heartbeat. I mean, why can't the Flyers just let the statue go? They don't have to endorse it. What kind of cowardice is that organization? It's the person that took over for Ed Snyder. I don't know if it's the daughter or whomever, Danny. They just, no, we're going to put her in cold storage.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I just don't understand. You don't have to endorse her. All right, we get it. You don't like Kate Smith. Ridiculous, but okay. Just let her go. Just let her go to Wild. Give pleasure to people.
70 years later, we're canceling the woman.
Yeah, I can imagine Ernie Triano. Oh, man. I think we'd have to have people parachuting in with the...
So Kate Smith does have a stamp, so that's a great
one.
Oh,
it does have a stamp. Yeah. Okay, George, you were right. Kate Smith, deserving, does have a stamp.
There's also a new stamp, a new forever stamp, Dom. The Dom Giordano stamp is put together by Minnie down in Texas.
Oh,
available at Dom Show 1210 on Twitter.
I have to check during this break, as long as she gets her hair right.
You want some other great answers?
Yes.
Guy Shiraki chiming in. Says, Mr. Rogers taught generations about life, learning, and friendship, and kept teaching and mentoring us even when we were adults from the 1960s all the way through 9/11 and past.
Hey, congratulations, too, to Guy Shiraki, Dan. He is now on Inside Story. He is...
That's awesome.
Yeah, he is our newest member.
Yeah,
I don't know if we'll be on together.
Team, tag in and tag out.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah.
You hold a guy to the mat while he climbs the top rope and does an elbow drop?
I'm on this Friday, and the problem in the past, the person on my side one time took out an orange and was calling it Trump and attacking it. Another time,
wow,
opened fire on Trump. And we're both sitting on the Republican side. Oh, God.
Oh, at least you have someone, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Congratulations to Guy. Well deserved. He'll add a lot to the show, in my view. All right, 85. Did you ever fill out a doodle poll, by the way?
A doodle poll?
First time I had to fill it out.
Is that what we did for
No, every 3 months they asked us to which Fridays can't we do or can we do. And since there's so many people and it's different times they take now. You have to put a check in and all this stuff. Oh,
that is a really good idea for the booker.
There you go.
Makes a lot of sense.
A doodle poll.
A doodle poll.
Yes. 855-839-1210. So Inside Story this coming Sunday, I'll be on. Will we talk about the debate? And usually they like to talk locally, but given the enormity of the debate, I think that might be the case. So that will be pretty interesting, Dan. I'm not sure. I have to look who I'm on with yet, but I hope it's not somebody with an orange in her. If I see an orange coming out.
Guy, you got to bring an orange just to troll Dom.
All right. Jump in at 855-839-1210. President Obama increasingly involved with the Biden camp. Yeah. Obama doesn't like debates, too. Mitt Romney tuned him up in the Denver debate, if you remember. Had him on the ropes, and then Candy Crowley of CNN jumped into the ring, Dan. And we'll see if Dana Bash, I don't think Jake Tapper would jump into the ring, but I think that Dana Bash could jump into the ring. Donna Sheeran coming up next, representative out there in the Souderton area. And this is a big story. You know, we're transfixed by Trump. What's going on with the debate? But remember, all politics is local, too. Didn't we learn that with the school boards? Well, now in Harrisburg, they've just voted. If you're in a place like Souderton that kept taxes low, that's what people want. They're telling you, you were a dope. We're going to raise them on you because we want that money for Philadelphia, Norristown, and Reading. And this time, we have the state Supreme Court on our side. Are Republicans going to stop this? For once and for all, just put your foot down. I don't care if there's not a budget for 100 years, Dan. I don't care. What's going to happen? Is the world going to end if there's not a budget in Pennsylvania? Suddenly, Dan, will the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation not be able to spell signs? Oh, they didn't spell the sign right already, right? Do we need a budget to misspell Central? Welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Boy, it seems like 100 years ago during COVID, we started noticing how well the Souderton School District was doing. And I think it's at that point we talked with Donna Sheeran about it. And she later has risen now to become state representative, Donna Sheeran, from the Souderton area. Delaware Valley Journal, if you don't know about it, it's not just that I write for them. It's where you have to go, particularly to find out what's going on in the suburbs. The story we told you last week about Pensbury High School. How teachers were not submitting lesson plans, Dan. They credited yesterday due to this show and having some guest on. Now they have lesson plan software and they have to do them. Now you can say small victories, Dom. Yeah, you know what? Over in Pensbury, how do you like that? Now you have to do the lesson plan. What were you hiding? Why don't you put a picture of me on the top of it? And Donna Sheeran at the Delaware Valley Journal has quite a tale to tell of what they're doing in Harrisburg, not just to places like Souderton that are competently run. We saw that during COVID. But any place that keeps taxes low and competency up, you're going to get penalized for that. That's her point, I believe. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Donna, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dom. Always a pleasure.
Well, you know, the Philadelphia Inquirer is not going to see it this way, but from what I've read, I agree with you. The Democrats put forth this 87-page bill, pushed through in 24 hours with no Republican input. And essentially, your claim is, I support it, but I want you to lay it out, that places like Souderton are being penalized for doing a good job, keeping taxes low, competency up.
That's it, in a nutshell. You know, you get these impressive school boards with a variety of background in the private sector. They run for office, and they tackle these astronomical budgets and think outside the box to come up with ways to fund the budget and keep taxes low for the residents. The Souderton School District has a large percentage of senior citizens, so you're always up against it. And while I was on there, and they're continuing in the same fashion, could be anything, Dom, from naming rights, right, advertising, contracting with businesses in the area, you know, investment dollars through outside sources to help make up for the lack of state funding. There's always going to be unfunded mandates in education. One of the reasons I ran was to help tackle that. So when the governor released his new funding formula for adequacy funding, he did a look back, you know, on multiple years. And if you were not taxing to the max, of the Act One Index, you are not being rewarded with additional funding. And like the DV Journal quoted me, I think that is outrageous.
Absolutely. And again, I don't know if you'd say it, but I would say it from my experience. Boondoggles in Philadelphia, Norristown, Reading to a degree, a number of places. You're being told now, and the numbers are enormous that Democrats are pushing. You mentioned Josh Shapiro says minimum wage of $60,000 a year for teachers. Well, in this area, it pretty much would be, I think most are making $60,000. But in certain parts of Pennsylvania, that would be above the standard of living, and somebody's got to pay for that.
That's exactly right. It would be a universal push for a starting salary of $60,000. And these are conditions, right? There's always a lot in a bill, Dom, that people aren't aware of. And the suggestions to get your numbers up in order for you to get more money from the state is to spend more. Spend more on support staff, minimum wages of 20, minimum wages of the teachers. You get your spending up, then we'll reward you with more state funding. That's not why I came to Harrisburg,
no,
Don.
And you know, we all know what that does. The one thing that a lot of, not you, but a lot of representatives, particularly on the Democrat side, point to, that they're bringing home the bacon, meaning more money to their district. But where is that coming from? How are you getting that? And you're right. All it does is reward the wrong things. It's not just the money. It's rewarding the wrong way to govern.
That's exactly right. Local control is about spending within your means. Local control is governing and providing what your district needs adequately to what the taxpayers can bear. Now, we have an influx because of the meatpacking industry, right, being up here in this area. We have additional needs for English as second language learner teachers. That population is growing in our region. That's a whole nother topic of discussion.
Well, let me ask you, but because that means, anytime I hear meatpacking, I'm friendly with Lou Barletta. I remember that's how he made his name. People that may or may not be here legally, and at least they and their kids don't speak English. And we know when that comes into a school, and look, we don't want to, you know, the kids, it's not on the kids, but the burden when you have people not speaking English inundating your schools, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And you're right. You know, the law hasn't changed. No child left behind, right? That came to us from President George Bush, and that still applies today. So you got to educate them. But you're starting way back in the beginning when they don't speak a word of English. And that's a pretty heavy mandate on schools.
So Donna Shurin with us. Donna, take us inside now. We're down to crunch time. January 30th at the budget. I don't think it'll happen by then unless there's a miracle. But what are you alerting people? Because, look, we're consumed with the presidential debate. I mean, it's must-see TV, et cetera. Meanwhile, things that impact our life locally, this is the crunch time, the stuff with school vouchers and everything else. What do you want to happen, and what do you see happening at this point?
Well, I think it's realistic. Republicans and Democrats certainly want to see schools funded appropriately. But when you start talking about pumping in $7 billion, $7.5 billion into the education system with no accountability, no way to measure results for that kind of dough, I've got a problem with it, and so do many other members. You don't want to be labeled as somebody that doesn't want to support education, but I also have to stand up and speak for the districts that are doing it right. How can I vote to penalize them and put more money on the backs of the taxpayers in that district when they don't necessarily deserve it? What I found even more ironic, Dom, was here I am holding my hearing, trying to bring attention and awareness to the fact that we've got people in local office doing things correctly. And Governor Shapiro comes into Souderton 3 days before my hearing, unbeknownst to me, unannounced, and goes into one of the senior centers touting his brand new program. to invest in seniors, whether it be through transportation, food, housing. And here he is, so out of touch with the high level of senior citizens in Souderton, he neglected to mention that he put them on the chopping block for funding and that they'd all have to be coming up with more money from their property taxes. You just can't make this stuff up.
No, and again, I write for the Delaware Valley Journal. I'm very friendly with the editor and the owners at the national level, Donna, and thank God we have at least one segment there. The Inquirer will only turn their attention to you when they can open fire, not to hear this policy debate. But what do you say to Josh Shapiro, too, who thinks he's clever with this? Well, we got all this money in this rainy day fund. Why are we not spending it?
Well, you know what? Republicans plan. Republicans are fiscally responsible. Republicans realize that money is in a rainy day fund for a reason. And, you know, our population is aging profusely, and we are not getting enough people back to work, Dom, to be able to cover the loss in revenue with people not working full-time in many, many segments and many age groups. So by us being the fourth largest state with retirees, because we don't tax pensions, in order to avoid massive increases in the income tax to be able to pay for our senior services down the road, we have to plan. And a big portion of coming up with this money, I'd say to Governor Shapiro, you want more money in schools? Well, then work with the Republicans to kill all this welfare and Medicaid fraud, which is in excess of $4 billion. When we hosted our last hearing, the topic was cleaning up the fraud in Pennsylvania. And we have massive amounts of able-bodied men from the age of 20 to 40, single, no kids, on our welfare rolls. So if we don't start doubling down and clearing these rosters out and getting these people back to work, eliminate the fraud, and we could have more money for education. But it makes perfect sense to me. Why aren't we focusing on that? If we all come to agreement that that's got to be eliminated, then maybe the debates wouldn't be as intense finding the money for education that we need.
I hear you. Where do we find you, Donna? Where do people go to see what you're up to and as this debate continues?
Oh, well, thank you for asking that. RepShurin.com, right? You can find me on Facebook or my website. But, yeah, please tell your listeners to follow me. As you know, I'm the only R living in Montgomery County representing, you know, 14 seats. So I need everybody to follow me. Help me get my numbers up, right? Everybody's working, doing a job. Nobody's, you know, relaxing on Facebook anymore. But help me get the word out that I'm fighting a good fight here.
You are. And keep Dan informed. If you have any developments, want to come back on before this is over, Don, and we'd love to hear from you.
You got it, Dom.
Thanks, Donna.
You up on that.
Thanks. Representative Donna Shurin here on Talk Radio 1210. So look, we're all keyed up, presidential debate, everything else. In Harrisburg, this is the Super Bowl. You see what they're up to. You have a good school district. What? Well, you don't get any money toward this because you did all the right things.
I've lived here in this area since 1986, and we always paid higher taxes, and we sent our children to Catholic school and paid the taxes gratefully because Souderton managed the public schools so well, and they continue to do so. They're a beacon in this whole area. And what she was saying about, the elderly, I guess now I have to consider myself one, but my husband and I both work full-time. The tax burden in this area is unbelievable. Montgomery County just voted a new higher increase to taxes. And the school taxes that she's talking about will force many elderly people out of their homes. And it seems to me that Governor Shapiro does want to run for president. I think that he needs to pay a lot of attention to our energy problem here in Pennsylvania, the aging population, as she was speaking to, and punishing successful school districts only drives the state what do I want to call it? It lowers all of us.
Thank you, Marianne. That's exactly right. But that's what he's about. He's a fraud. He's a Mr. Camouflage. Let's see what he does during this. But the Democrats are not. They're out of control. They want your money like they always did. They're coming for it. Coming up, we're going to talk with Michael Whatley, the head of the co-chair of the RNC, the upcoming debate. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Up, then we'll reward you with more state funding. That's not why I came to Harrisburg.
No, and you know, we all know what that does. The one thing that a lot of representatives, particularly on the Democrat side, point to, that they're bringing home the bacon, meaning more money to their district. Where is that coming from? How are you getting that? And you're right. All it does is reward the wrong things. It's not just the money. It's rewarding the wrong way to govern.
That's exactly right. Local control is about spending within your means. Local control is governing and providing what your district needs adequately to what the taxpayers can bear. Now, we have an influx because of the meatpacking industry, right, being up here in this area. We have additional needs for English as second language learner teachers. That population is growing in our region. That's a whole nother topic of discussion.
Well, let me ask you, but because that means, anytime I hear a meatpacking, I'm friendly with Lou Barletta. I remember that's how he made his name. People that may or may not be here legally, and at least they and their kids don't speak English. And we know when that comes into a school, and look, we don't want to, you know, the kids, it's not on the kids, but the burden when you have people not speaking English inundating your schools, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And you're right. You know, the law hasn't changed. No child left behind, right? That came to us from President George Bush, and that still applies today. So you got to educate them. But you're starting way back in the beginning when they don't speak a word of English. And that's a pretty heavy mandate on schools.
So Donna Shurin with us. Donna, take us inside now. We're down to crunch time. January 30th at the budget. I don't think it'll happen by then unless there's a miracle. But what are you alerting people Because, look, we're consumed with the presidential debate. I mean, it's must-see TV, et cetera. Meanwhile, things that impact our life locally, this is the crunch time, the stuff with school vouchers and everything else. What do you want to happen, and what do you see happening at this point?
Well, I think it's realistic. Republicans and Democrats certainly want to see schools funded appropriately. But when you start talking about pumping in $7 billion, $7.5 billion into the education system with no accountability, no way to measure results for that kind of dough, I've got a problem with it, and so do many other members. You don't want to be labeled as somebody that doesn't want to support education, but I also have to stand up and speak for the districts that are doing it right. How can I vote to penalize them and put more money on the backs of the taxpayers in that district when they don't necessarily deserve it? What I found even more ironic, Dom, was here I am holding my hearing, trying to bring attention and awareness to the fact that we've got people in local office doing things correctly. And Governor Shapiro comes into Souderton 3 days before my hearing, unbeknownst to me, unannounced, and goes into one of the senior centers touting his brand new program to invest in seniors, whether it be through transportation, food, housing. And here he is, so out of touch with the high level of senior citizens in Souderton, he neglected to mention that he put them on the chopping block for funding and that they'd all have to be coming up with more money from their property taxes. You just can't make this stuff up.
No, and again, I write for the Delaware Valley Journal. I'm very friendly with the editor and the owners at the national level, Donna, and thank God we have at least one segment there. The Inquirer will only turn their attention to you when they can open fire, not to hear this policy debate. Well, what do you say to Josh Shapiro, too, who thinks he's clever with this? Well, we got all this money in this rainy day fund. Why are we not spending it?
Well, you know what? Republicans plan. Republicans are fiscally responsible. Republicans realize that money is in a rainy day fund for a reason. And, you know, our population is aging profusely, and we are not getting enough people back to work, Dom, to be able to cover the loss in revenue with people not working full-time in many, many segments and many age groups. So by us being the fourth largest state with retirees, because we don't tax pensions, in order to avoid massive increases in the income tax to be able to pay for our senior services down the road, we have to plan. And a big portion of coming up with this money, I'd say to Governor Shapiro, you want more money in schools? Well, then work with the Republicans to kill all this welfare and Medicaid fraud, which is in excess of $4 billion. When we hosted our last hearing, the topic was cleaning up the fraud in Pennsylvania. And we have massive amounts of able-bodied men from the age of 20 to 40, single, no kids, on our welfare rolls. So if we don't start doubling down and clearing these rosters out and getting these people back to work, eliminate the fraud, and we could have more money for education. But it makes perfect sense to me. Why aren't we focusing on that? If we all come to agreement that that's got to be eliminated, then maybe the debates wouldn't be as intense, finding the money for education that we need.
I hear you. Where do we find you, Donna? Where do people go to see what you're up to and as this debate continues?
Oh, well, thank you for asking that. RepShurin.com, right? You can find me on Facebook or my website. But, yeah, please tell your listeners to follow me. As you know, I'm the only R living in Montgomery County representing, you know, the 14 seats. So I need everybody to follow me. Help me get my numbers up, right? Everybody's working, doing a job. Nobody's, you know, relaxing on Facebook anymore. But help me get the word out that I'm fighting a good fight here.
You are. And keep Dan informed. If you have any developments, want to come back on before this is over, Don, and we'd love to hear from you.
You got it, Dom.
Thanks, Donna.
You up on that.
Thanks. Representative Donna Shurin here on Talk Radio 1210. So look, we're all keyed up. Presidential debate, everything else. In Harrisburg, this is the Super Bowl. You see what they're up to. You have a good school district. What? Well, you don't get any money toward this because you did all the right things.
I've lived here in this area since 1986, and we always paid higher taxes, and we sent our children to Catholic school and paid the taxes gratefully because Salverton managed the public schools so well, and they continue to do so. They're a beacon in this whole area. And what she was saying about, the elderly, I guess now I have to consider myself one, but my husband and I both work full-time. The tax burden in this area is unbelievable. Montgomery County just voted a new higher increase to taxes, and the school taxes that she's talking about will force many elderly people out of their homes. And it seems to me that Governor Shapiro does want to run for president. I think that he needs to pay a lot of attention to our energy problem here in Pennsylvania, the aging population, as she was speaking to, and punishing successful school districts only drives the state. It lowers all of us.
Thank you, Marianne. That's exactly right. But that's what he's about. He's a fraud. He's a Mr. Camouflage. Let's see what he does during this. But the Democrats are not. They're out of control. They want your money like they always did. They're coming for it. Coming up, we're going to talk with Michael Whatley, the head of the co-chair of the RNC, the upcoming debate. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.